Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, it is that time of the week. Week 13 in the books after last night with the Browns and Broncos, which turned out to be a wildly entertaining game. Jameis Winston with the ultimate Jameis game last night. What do you have, like almost 500 yards and four picks, four touchdowns, yeah. Three picks, two returns?
And
return.
He invoked Jesus to help him stop throwing them picks. Yeah. Like, listen, I know
if we need to play that.
I know he's an acquired taste for some, but Jameis Winston is a treasure.
He's fun.
Because he is sincere in everything that he says, and you have to respect that, in my opinion. You got to respect the fact that when he says stuff, he means it. Mm. He really, really means it, man. So, yeah. He's a funny guy.
Just for context, we should play what Hugh's referring to with Jameis Winston.
Yes.
It's actually one of the funniest things I've ever heard from a player post-game.
At the podium after the game.
I am a better player, you know, but in times like this, you know, that's it's an opportunity to continue to glorify the Lord even through the toughest circumstances. I know I'm better than this. I know I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes. Like that's not me.
Dog, the fact that he praying the Lord to deliver him, and see, this is where like after the show, of course, you need to go see the video. Because the facial expressions are the absolute best. You can't get past. Like, there's nothing that, when you look at that, makes you think that he's not sincere about what he's saying.
You don't think he's leaning into it at all? This is just who he is?
No, that's who he is. Go back and listen to some of those other gems
He's wild.
That he's dropped before in the past.
Yeah.
When he was talking about how your fingers are connected to your toes and stuff like that.
Oh, no. He was saying your elbows are your knees and your wrists are your ankles, which actually made a ton of sense.
No, when what he was saying, but he was wrong.
We've reached the point where Jameis is making sense.
Man,
he made a lot of sense. I mean, Jameis, he was giving you an anatomy lesson. Like, he was right.
I might steal one of his
lines. Your hips are your shoulders.
I might say, I'm better than this. Lord, rescue me from bad takes.
Rescue me from them bad takes.
Rescue me from a bad take.
I will throw this out there, though. They are doing AFC North Hard Knocks. There's a lot of cameras around.
That's a lot of Jameis. I'll be watching. All right.
I can't wait.
I think I premieres tonight, by the way.
Oh, I might watch that. Mike Tomlin was mic'd up. And did you see that after the game?
Yeah.
He was annoyed because one of his players realized, like, you're mic'd up. And he's like, shut your mouth. And it was great. All right. So that led us to kiss the baby. After week 13 in the NFL, we now get to week 14. I believe it is my turn first. But Kyle, we're at the point now. So We have to eliminate teams one a week, and we try to have the perfect playoff field by eliminating teams. But the rule is you got to eliminate them before they're actually eliminated.
Yes, or you're stuck with them in your playoff picture.
So who has actually been eliminated in the real NFL?
We have four eliminations.
Okay.
I believe they all happened this week.
So they all need to already have been eliminated by us.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. The Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
All three of us have them eliminated.
Okay, good.
Good job, fellas. The Raiders.
See ya.
All three of us have them eliminated.
Yep.
The Raiders.
The Giants, all three of us.
Easy one.
Eliminated them pretty early on, I think. And then the Jacksonville Jaguars, who two of us have eliminated.
Oh, they're on my list.
They're on my list as well.
Which means Hugh Douglas.
Wait a minute.
We got some bad news for you.
You're stuck.
So wait a minute. Okay, wait a minute. Hold up. So What did I do inadvertently? What happened?
You just forgot to eliminate the Jags.
No, I was going to eliminate them today. Because remember last week we had a conversation. Yeah. And I was like, I'll get them next week.
But they've already been eliminated. So now you're forced to keep them in your playoff field the whole year.
Yep. So when we look at the end of this whole thing, we're going to have a playoff picture
behind the eight ball.
You can't
have
perfect,
the Jags in there. And that's a blemish, buddy.
That's a bad one.
I'm behind the eight ball.
But that might not be worse than me eliminating the Vikings in week one.
Who have 10 wins now already. They might clinch soon. You might have it the other way, where you're stuck with them as they've clinched. All right, so I'm up first this week?
You are up first this week.
All right, so last night with the Broncos winning, I think the AFC playoff field is pretty close to where we're knowing most of those teams, which means it's time this week. I've held out on this team. I think we all have. I'm done with the Cincinnati Bengals. They're done. They stink. 4-8.
They are who we thought they were.
They're not making the playoffs. Even if they rally, I don't even think it's going to be enough. I think you need 10 wins, and they can only get to 9. The Bengals eliminated. I'm taking them out. Kiss the baby on the Bengals.
It's funny because for like 3 weeks, people were talking about, hey, man, this team, they're going to turn the corner.
I know.
They ain't turned the corner
yet. That means
you're
next, too. You got to recover from the having the Jags.
Well, since the Jacksonville Jaguars, I can't take them. I'm going to take the next best team. And I'm going to take them Cowboys. Get them out of there.
That's
thing.
A good one.
That's good.
That's okay. Probably
get
good.
Get them Cowboys out of there.
Quicker than
that's
not.
Coming soon.
Yeah, they'll be eliminated eventually. All right.
So my turn now. I held off on this one for a little bit after they fired their head coach and got who I think is just the next head coaching sensation in the NFL.
Oh, no.
Darren Rizzi. I thought there was a chance, just a chance.
Rizzi's last stand?
Look, that division is bad. It was winnable for a while, even for the Saints, who were just a few games out.
Still
but,
winnable.
Yeah, not really for the Saints anymore. I'm kissing the baby on the Saints playoff team.
Yeah,
you don't think so? Anything Rizzi, could happen. 4-8.
Yeah, Rizzi.
I just kissed the baby.
Kirk Cousins, man. They talk about sending Kirk Cousins down in the A. Yeah.
Rizzi had a good run. Clogged a few toilets, won a few games.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Sounded like Jay Glazer the whole time.
That's
good
right.
Good run for Rizzi. We'll remember that name for years to come. All right, 215-592-9494. Kiss the baby. Let's go back to the phones. Then we got to give you a big show announcement, something that we're starting tomorrow. You're going to want to know about this and be tuned for this. Starting tomorrow, we'll tell you all about it. Shady's going to join us at 1:30 as we'll discuss backs for Barkley. But back to the phone lines here quickly. Where are we at on this Twitter poll before we get everyone's take on the phones? Just where is everyone at today on Nick Sirianni? Are you willing to say that he is a great coach at this point? I'm not. I will say he's a good coach, and he's doing a very nice job this year at 10-2. But come on. Are you willing to say Nick Sirianni is a great coach? 53% stuck on yes, 47% no, so very close to 50-50. Hugh says very good. Barry in West Philly is on WIP. Hey, Barry.
Barry.
What's happening, fellas?
What's
Barry,
going on?
What's up?
Man, look, the last time I spoke to you guys, I threw Nick Sirianni under the bus, ran over him four times.
Barry, now, I remember it. Yeah, I mean, you were pretty rough.
Yeah, man. But now I'm willing to say that Nick Sirianni at least is a significant contributor to the Eagles' success.
Like how I did that wordplay, don't you?
That.
Significant and contributor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, I can't say that he's great. Because to say that he's great, I have to look at what is he good at. And he says he's an offensive coach. An offensive coach, to me, a great offensive coach would be Andy Reid. I can look at Andy Reid and say, you know what? Andy Reid designed some plays, and they're phenomenal. Andy Reid will design a play for Patrick Mahomes, and he contributes to
Barry workshopped this a little bit.
It's a good take. It's a good take.
He doesn't do that. So he's good. And I'm not throwing shade, but the best way I can put it, he's good at being plant-based with his examples. Now, that whole thing, and the reason why I'm saying that, guys, I actually found myself using some of Nick Sirianni's examples on my job. I'm like, wait a minute, what am I doing? So, look, and the players are playing hard for him. We got to get credit where credit is due, man. Them players are going through a wall for Nick Sirianni, and they're sticking up for him because the number one thing that I can say that Nick Sirianni is great at, he will fall on a sword for his players, man. And they respect him, and they play hard for him. So he's contributing to the overall success that we're having and the overall killer dog-like mentality. He's contributing to that. But as long as he stays away from the X's and O's, and like you, Hugh, I'm not giving him a pass. I'm just acknowledging now that he has something to offer, and I have to acknowledge and respect the fact that he's bringing something to the table.
Gotcha.
To the team's success.
I think that's a very well thought out take, Barry. How about even call him plant based, Hugh?
Yeah,
Barry,
that was pretty good.
Barry, that's a good one. You've come a long way since running him over with the bus a few weeks ago. You and I both.
Yeah, you're right, man.
That's right, Barry. We get this.
We still got a long way to go.
No, I'm in a good place right now. Barry, good phone call. Long way to go. What are you talking about? What do you want me to sit here and say? He's the best coach in the NFL?
No, I just want you to call
legendary.
Him. I want you to call him. That's what I was about to say. Call him legendary.
Legendary?
Throw it out there.
I mean, no one could not even laugh. Howard and yesterday spewing nonsense. Legendary. I mean, it's ridiculous. One thing that Barry said there, Hugh, that is definitely something we've seen with Sirianni a lot over the years. He'll take the fall for one of his players screwing up and kind of.
Most good coaches do.
I agree with that. I remember last year, what was AJ's phrasing? He was out there looking like a dummy
fool,
for us.
Like a fool. A fool.
So that reminded me of, I was reading yesterday, Jeff McClain wrote a column about the idea of a contract extension for Sirianni. And he had something in there about how, remember last week there was weird clock management before halftime against the Rams?
Mm-hmm.
There was something weird, and it was kind of like after the game, Sirianni was asked about that. McClain put in his column, trying to find the exact wording, but that last week it actually was probably more on Jalen. And Sirianni just kind of took the fall for that and said, we got to be better before the half, but made it seem like him. And it happens a lot. I mean, I'm sure it happens more than we even know with most of these coaches.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a good thing, Hugh. I mean, we saw it last year with AJ. It's probably happened three or four other times we don't even know about. He'll take the blame. He'll look bad when it might be someone else's fault. You got to do that as a head coach.
Yeah, you got to take the bullets for your team, man. And you got to protect your guys as much as you possibly can because Jalen gets a lot of heat as it is. So it doesn't surprise me that Coach Sirianni does things like that to make sure that, you know, his player is insulated from all of that.
Here was the part I found, and this was McClain's article on Monday. It's Sirianni who has nurtured a relationship with the quarterback who isn't exactly the easiest to please. He takes all the bullets for Hurts week in and week out. Last Sunday, the late first half shenanigans were partly because the quarterback checked to a draw that wasn't the right call at the time. Sirianni blamed himself. So, I'm sure it wasn't the only time. I'm sure there's also times that Jalen rescues them from a bad play, but that was one maybe last week we thought was on the coach, and maybe it was not. Let's go to Josh in Wilmington. What's up, Josh?
Hey, boys. What's happening? Good afternoon.
What's up, Josh? What do we feel?
Not a whole lot. So, listen, to your point just there, Joe, is there was, it was third and I want to call it less than a yard, and we're sitting in shotgun with Saquon standing to Jalen's right, and they hand the ball off in a dive when we only need less than a yard. Why aren't you under center and letting him get at least a yard and a half towards the hole? Like, that's the kind of stuff where if that's a play call coming from Kellen Moore, Nick Sirianni, you got to trump that and put his hands underneath center and do it right because he got stuffed. So, I mean, like, what are we doing, right? I mean, and I just wanted to kind of – I'm glad you let into me because it brought that play to my mind. Like, that was just pretty whatever. So, anyway, do I think Nick Sirianni is a great coach? I'm not going to call him great, but I'm going to call him he's very good. I'm in Camp Hugh Douglas today.
You got more people in Camp Hugh.
Well, thank you. Thank you for joining
us. You're welcome. You're welcome. I do hear that you have all sorts of luxurious beard products that are probably going to have to sit on the shelf for a while.
Yeah, donate those, Hugh.
Kind reminder.
Give them away.
So listen, at the end of the day, I was saying to Kyle, and by the way, Kyle rushed me off during the screening process. I think it was for Brandon Graham. I mean, I was
wow,
in the
you got
sentence,
bumped
Kyle.
For BG?
I got bumped
how
for BG.
How dare he? How dare we
He's
bump you
just
for BG?
A nerd.
What has that guy ever done for this city? I mean, come on.
I mean, are you kidding? 15 years and was having a career year? I mean, I was in the middle of something. So anyway... you guys remember when he was hired and he opened his mouth for the first time, I was like, this is a dumpster fire. However, you know, the success that we've had under Nick Sirianni, whether we want to give him credit or not, I mean, I'm really enjoying having success minus six games from last year. I mean, look, at the end of the day, we're experiencing something. I just told my 10-year-old daughter not that long ago that, you know, you have to be really stoked at the fact that you're in a really good period learning about the Philadelphia Eagles mm-hmm. at a time where we're really good. And we're really good, one, because, you know, the foundation was laid with the Andy Reid. I'm just going to call it what it is. However, we haven't really faltered. I mean, Chip Kelly... Right? I mean, we all could have done without Chip Kelly. But, you know, since we've been such a good organization, and it's only a matter of time before we're driving to Louisiana because here we go again. I mean, listen, he earns the chip this year, boys. Then guess what? He's great. Now, I think legendary, in the words of some nitwit, is a stretch.
Yes, it is.
For the most part, I mean, I'm all in, and the locker room's all in. And to hear BG earlier, the way that he came on to the midday show and said what he said, he's been really firm about that on Monday nights, in addition to calling you guys the morning show and the afternoon show. Yeah, I mean, listen, we are in a good space. I don't think Nick Sirianni is a bit of a problem anymore. Now, we'll see come playoff time.
Sure, and he's going to have to make big decisions. But you're right. I mean, Josh, the players are playing hard for him, and they're in a good space. I mean, 10-2 is 10-2. Josh, we appreciate it.
You're the man.
All right, before we go any further, we do have to set up our conversation we're going to have with LeSean McCoy, backs for Barkley, and what John Ritchie started this morning here on the station. But first, we have a little announcement about an announcement.
What we got?
Well, starting tomorrow, you know, as you know, we just finished, what'd you call it, Hugh, the biggest
prize that we've ever had in life.
In life. And that was a couple weeks ago. We had a run of the Midday Show Ultimate Tailgate giveaway. Of Combo Con is what we called it then. Well, we're going to run this thing back. It's all sponsored by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliances. We're going to start it back tomorrow. Now, it's going to be a little different tomorrow. You're going to have to listen tomorrow to find out all the details. We have a little sound here of what you might start hearing tomorrow on the show. Let's hear that.
Hello. It's Hugh's Hello Stocking.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
The Hugh's Holiday Stocking. Hugh, are you ready for this?
Ho, ho.
Yes,
I forgot when Kyle called in, called you candy cane?
Yeah, I forgot about that.
The candy cane? Who was that last year?
It was Kyle.
Yes, that was one of our one of our
headset troubles in
who
there.
Was, who I can't. I'm something happened to my headphones here. But I last year we started that candy cane reference ad. But anyway, starting tomorrow, we will have the Ultimate Midday Show tailgate giveaway happening again. We're gonna roll it back out. Gonna be a little different. We'll give you all the details tomorrow. But be tuned in early in the show tomorrow. We'll tell you how you can win. It's all thanks.
I'm excited.
You should be.
I mean, it's exciting.
I mean, it's Hughes. How? I mean, I guess the prizes are in your stocking. Do you have stockings at home? Do you have your Christmas?
No, you know it's funny because my son keeps asking me when am I getting a Christmas tree, and I keep looking at him like, can I get some furniture first?
Well, you have a stocking here at Dumb Guy.
He doesn't even wear socks.
I know you don't wear real socks. That's for sure. But this is thanks to Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey.
I don't even wear fake socks.
Come on, you're wearing shorts again. Where you can find $3 off Jack Daniel's 1.75 liter bottles at your local PA Fine Wine and Good Spirits stores and Gerhard's Appliance, the heart of the kitchen for over 80 years, where Black Friday continues. And remember, celebrate responsibly. So if you tried to win the prizes a couple weeks ago, couldn't, you have another chance. We're going to roll this back out with a little twist for the holiday season. That all starts tomorrow right here on the Midday Show. All right, let's talk to Diane in Pemberton, who's up on WIP. Hey, Diane.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Hey,
good,
how
Diane.
You doing?
What's up?
Well, I think I have Sirianni nailed with this comparison.
Oh, what I'm excited for this.
All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm. Listening. Can't wait.
He is the Charlie Manuel of the NFL.
You know, you think might be onto something there, Diane. I said earlier...
Is that good or bad?
It's a good thing. I think it's meant to be a complimentary thing. Diane, he reminds me, without the name, of just a baseball manager with a good team, right? Like, it's like we can't pinpoint exactly what he does, but we know it's important in the clubhouse, and he's got to make a few key decisions, and that's kind of the way I view him, what a good team. But, Diane, I love that you added the Charlie to it, because Charlie, a lot of people in the beginning, as you remember, didn't think he could do what he did, and then he did it.
Well, I used to have issues with the lack of skill on the double switch.
Yep.
I was going crazy. And I said, this guy just has bottled lightning. He got lucky. He has this team at this point. Same with Sirianni. He's got bottled lightning, especially with Saquon and everyone else that's stepping up. But both teams want to play for them,
mm-hmm.
and that's the key.
Well, and sometimes, Diane, with the coaches here, it's like the ones you least expect to be the great ones end up being great or winning something, you know, like obviously Charlie. I like that, Diane. I hadn't thought of that comparison, but that's a good one. We appreciate the phone call. A little Charlie Manuel comp?
Interesting.
Well, when he first got here, Hugh, people thought, I'll just try to be kind about it, that he wasn't the brightest bulb.
No,
But he won.
Do you know what I always remember? Grow up. I've been done growed up. When somebody told me to grow up, that's what I remember about Charlie Manuel.
Yeah, and maybe what he lacked in strategic, excellence, he was good. Like, that clubhouse loved him.
Yeah.
And they played hard for him. I think there's something to that comparison, where you kind of line it up, you're like, well, he's not great.
He's probably not the brightest bulb or whatever.
But it worked, right? And look, if this ends up with a championship and two appearances on the biggest stage, like Charlie had two appearances in the World Series, we will obviously take that. Mark in Woodbury Heights, what's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. Love talking to you guys.
Go ahead, Mark. Love your calls. What's up?
We got to pump the brakes on Nick Sirianni here. Yeah, I mean, a lot of you guys, including Kyle, wanted to fire him 6 weeks ago.
Kyle,
you guys
I would never.
Him out of here. Mm-hmm. After the Browns game, all that stuff. Then you get to the Jaguars game. He personally kept Jacksonville in that game. He kept them in the game with his decisions. Listen, I am not going to say whether Nick Sirianni is a good coach, great coach, bad coach, until I see how far they go in the playoffs. He has tons of talent. Here's a question that I would like to give to you guys. Why does it take the offensive line to sit down with the head coach and say, we need to play to our offensive strength, which is them? They need to tell him that? Why does the defensive coordinator have to tell him, we need to hit on Wednesdays and not have walkthroughs, right? So, you know, to me, the jury is out with Nick Sirianni as the head coach. He's a figurehead. Now, is he a good figurehead? Is he a bad one? Let's see how far they go.
And that, Mark, and that's it. Like, we could say all these nice things in the regular season, and Mark, good phone call. But the reality is the playoffs are going to determine how everyone feels again.
Like, yeah, Mark just dinged them for doing the right things, though. Like, what are we doing?
But it's how you got there.
No, but that's ridiculous.
But, well, okay.
Because now he can't give any credit for changing the offense or doing anything.
He gets
doing the right thing.
He gets credit for being flexible.
For all of it. He's the head coach.
He's getting dinged for listening.
I don't understand that. That's unfair.
Ultimately, it's like a teacher thing, right? A teacher's job is to make sure the students learn. That's ultimately what the teacher's job is. But, you know, if the students come to the teacher and say, your way's not working, could we try a new way? You do wonder about the teacher a little bit.
Well,
like, why didn't the teacher recognize it wasn't working before the students
did? I look at it like this. Now, in this small sampling size, this what, 5-year sampling size, Nick Sirianni, the way that he came in, he did it initially, got them early short-term success, correct?
Hmm.
Something had to change. He didn't know what it was
until
players came in and helped him evolve, and now he's thriving from it.
And that's fine. And I think that's a good thing. And obviously it's led to Saquon Barkley being an MVP candidate and then winning a lot of games, which is great. We're going to talk to LeSean McCoy in a few minutes. First, could we hear a little bit of John Ritchie this morning? He kind of got the ball rolling here. Backs for Barkley as backs, former backs, current backs come together.
Big backs.
And there's big backs and their support for Saquon trying to win the MVP. Here was John Ritchie this morning.
Of course I'd back Barkley for MVP. Saquon Barkley is the MVP. Saquon is the best player in the NFL. And I've been saying this for a while. He's the reason... For the season, the offense igniting is because Saquon is that special, behind the best offensive line in the NFL. And now he's restoring dignity to those of us who played. Saquon makes backs like me emotional because he's that special. He makes us feel like we matter. Again, like backs matter. Running game really is resurging. And the running game is getting back to where it used to be, where it was. It was. Every defense was geared to stop the run. And you knew if you ran, you would win. That's how I was taught. And the running game is now being ushered back. And it's being hurried along by Saquon's success. So Saquon, his dominant play, restoring respect to the running back position, helping the world recognize the running back's importance to the game that we love. So let's do this, running back community. Yeah. Everyone who's played this position, past and present, running backs, we need to unite and help break this quarterback MVP monopoly.
You're right.
I love that. Backs for Barkley.
That was powerful.
That was emotional. Yeah. All over the world, backs matter again.
And you know what's funny? Like, since we've been talking about this, my algorithm has pulled up a video of Eric Dickerson. And they were talking about...
The movement has begun.
They were talking about it. And it had Steven Jackson, a couple other running backs that they had in this video that I saw. But basically, they're talking about different attributes. Marshall Faulk.
Yep.
That backs have. And, man, it's a long time coming, man, because running backs... They used to be a big part of the NFL, and they need their due.
Well, they need to band together. We'll help with that. Backs for Barkley next. You'll hear LeSean McCoy. He will join us to make his pitch for Saquon to win the MVP. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Make sure your first bet, NBA bet, is a swish with FanDuel, a partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel is all your favorite bets, from who will win the game to how many points a player will score. Plus, check out newer bets like the number of dunks, assists, or three-pointers in the next 3 minutes. It doesn't matter if you tap into FanDuel before the game starts or after already tipped off. You can pick up a W whenever. Now is the perfect time to get in on the action right now. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. If your first bet wins, visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your chance to score $150 in bonus bets. Have a ball. Betting with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls here in just a few minutes. But, you know, we started something here on the station this morning, led by John Ritchie. John is carrying the torch right now to try to get respect for running backs again. Backs for Barkley. Hugh, we need to move this forward, right? It's not just he's having a great season. We know he's having a special season. And the idea is, you know, like, why not just give him the MVP? It doesn't have to be a quarterback award. So we thought, let's bring on as many great running backs as we could find, great backs from the past, to kind of help us with this message. So it started this morning with John Ritchie. And now, joining us, you know him as an Eagles Hall of Famer. He was in studio with us about a month ago. The facility on FS1, LeSean Shady McCoy, talking backs for Barkley.
Shady!
What's up, Shady?
What's up, guys? Hey, you got the morning jumping with that music I had going on. Okay.
A little bit. Hey, man, first of all, I'd like to say thank you for calling. I know you got a busy schedule, man, and I know you got a lot going on, but I appreciate you getting back to us on this phone call. But my question to you is this. When you see, especially being a running back, LeSean, what is it about Saquon that just makes him so different, man? Because we've had Pro Bowl running backs here. We had one last year in DeAndre Swift. But what about him that makes him so different?
Hey, real quick, I got to give a shout-out to my guy, John Ritchie. He's a Harrisburg legend. I'm from Harrisburg. He is, too. So shout-out to him. Saquon's a special, man. Like, first of all, when you have the best offensive line in the league, it makes it a lot easier for him. So now you're giving him these big holes and lanes. A guy with his talent that's so explosive, so fast, right, so strong, it's hard to slow down his momentum. And then his guy get the talent takes over, making his first guy miss, breaking tackles. And he's fast. People forget how fast that dude is. And that's why he should get the MVP. I've been arguing for the last 3 weeks that Saquon should be the front runner for the MVP. You know, they tried to value the running back so much. And if you look at all the best teams, they got a good running game. And it just happens that our quarterback, you know, with the MVP award, is really Saquon Barkley. Simple as that.
LeSean, you're right about the devaluing of the position. It's changed so much from where it was maybe when you came in the league a little before that to where before this year, no one wanted to pay running backs. And LeSean, I like what you said there, because all the good teams, or a lot of the good teams this offseason that signed backs, it's all worked, right? Saquon here, Henry in Baltimore, Josh Jacobs in Green Bay. It feels like this is the turn. I feel like it's coming back here where teams are starting to realize defense and running the game, you can win that way, LeSean, led by Saquon here.
Yeah, man, it's been like a passing league for so long, right? And I don't know if it's the defense got a lot better, but they have. And they've been slowing down a lot of these high-power offenses. And then you get these running backs. Like, look at Detroit. Detroit is a dangerous team, right? But a lot of that has to do with the offensive line, number one. They're probably number two in the NFL. And then you go out there, you draft the first-round running back, right? And you go out there in free agency and spend some money to get another running back with David Montgomery. So that's what it is, man. Like, I think nowadays, to win in this league and be an elite team, you need a running back. You need them, right? And then look at the Eagles. Like, we probably got number two or number three best wide receiver in football, however you want to see it, with A.J. Brown, right? And then the quarterback, Jalen's a really good quarterback. But when you got a guy like Saquon, it makes everybody's job a lot easier. And that's what you're seeing every Sunday. Like, last game, right, he didn't have a great game. But he had a really good game. And it's funny where your back is so good, your offensive line is so good, where if you have a down game, it's 111 yards, right? Think about that. And he seals the game with a big explosive run in the fourth quarter to seal the game away against a really good team like the Ravens. So, yeah, Saquon is our answer, man, and we go as far as he takes us. That's the truth.
Shady, you mentioned that fourth quarter. What's remarkable is how many of these runs from Saquon have been in the second half or the fourth quarter. He has like 900 yards just in the second half of the game. Sean, what does that say about this O-line and him, that they get better and stronger as the game goes on?
You know, this is crazy to say this because, you know, when Kelsey retired, right, he's probably the best center I played with. Probably the one or two linemen, because Jake Pierce was really good. I didn't think I could see another good offensive line like that one, and this line may be better. I mean, if you just watch the way they play, I was telling some guy that worked with in the facility that we have a really, really great offensive line, and you're playing against a really good run defense like the Ravens. You know, the first three quarters, you might not get no big burst. You might get a little 12-yard gain, 15-yard gain here and there. You might get some fives, some threes, some 4-yard gains. In the fourth quarter, when that big offensive line is wearing you down over and over again, and then you got a running back like Saquon, that's what shows you how good your running game really is. And you see a lot of these games, he might be bottled up for a little bit, but then when that fourth quarter hits and they're tired and he's still got energy and that line's still putting that weight on him, he knows his best. After a while, you can't hold up. And that's what's been happening lately.
Well, it has. LeSean McCoy joining us here, talking about Saquon Barkley, backs for Barkley. All right, LeSean, let's play this out down the stretch. The Eagles have a real chance to get a bye, or at least the number two seed, a very high seed in the playoffs. How do you think they're going to handle Saquon down the stretch? Because he's got a real chance. I know you guys were talking about, we have, a break in Eric Dickerson's record. Do you think they keep running him? Should they keep running him the last couple weeks of the season, or should they back off? Especially if, let's say that last week they know their playoff seeding. Maybe it's one, maybe it's two. Would you still try to let him break the record, or do you kind of say, "Hey, we got to keep you healthy for the postseason"?
Oh hell no! He done broke my darn record at 255 yards. He got to go get that record from Derek Dickerson. Go get it, you know. I'm laughing, but he got to go get that record. I think. As a running back, man, it's so hard to get them type of carries, right? Everything has to work right. You got to get a really good offensive line, the playmakers around you to even out and make it fair in the box. And also healthy. Like, he's been healthy this whole year, man. Like, all that stuff matters. The linemen, for the most part, maybe a game or two, but they all been playing together. If all them things are working out, you got to go for that record. He might not ever get another chance to go for 2,000 yards. Like, that's unheard of. There's only like eight guys to do that. So to have a chance to break that 2,100 yards, I would say go do it. Only thing is, I was just thinking, like, back to, like, my years of having a lot of yards. I mean, I got, 1,600. He's about to pass that probably this week or something like that. But as the year went on, right, I probably was a little bit more sore than ever. Like, man, I'm kind of sore. I don't really take no hits at all. So I was wondering, like, I don't know how his body is, right? He's a lot bigger than I am. He's probably a lot stronger than I am as well. So he might be good. But I always think about the pros and cons, the good and the bad, you know. But if I'm the coach, forget what Saquon's talking about. We're going to get this record, because it's not just a Saquon thing. It's an everybody's thing. And this is going to go down for the next 30 years when we have another guy that even break that. You know what I mean? So I would go get it.
Yeah, I was about to say, because I know it just feels like if you were in that situation, LeSean, there's no question that you would try to go for the record, correct?
Oh, hey, Hugh, listen, ain't even no question. Andy Reid, he already know what I'm thinking. I was watching one game. He was like, hey, man, do you want to let the young guys go in there or get your – I love my young guys. I'm going to go out there and get them numbers. If I get tired, come in there and get me back. You know, so.
Yeah, man, because like you said, man, this is – it's funny because, like, I was looking at my algorithm on my phone, and they had Eric Dickerson on there and some of the other great running backs. This is a special thing, man. And when you look at the – and it wasn't that bad in New York, I guess. But when you look at what it was for Saquon in New York those first 6 years that he was in the league, man, and what it is now – I mean, hell, yeah, I would go for it, too. I mean, I know he's not a he's a selfless guy, but, hell, I'd go for it, too.
I mean, as a competitor, right, dudes want to go out there and play. They want to make a big bang. Like, for example, man, being in New York, he had a couple good years, right, and a lot of it wasn't his fault, as we can see. And it's like, yo, I got a chance to rub his back in their face.
All day. It's that pettiness. I like that. Yes.
And then the worst thing is, like, you actually had the balls. I'm sorry I can say it on the radio. But
no, you can say balls all the time. We do that all the time. Don't worry about that.
To tell me, yo, you're not about to pay me. You're going to pay Daniel Jones? Are you kidding me? Yeah. So, yes, I feel like Saquon, he's aware of that. Like, we talk. You know what I'm saying? And he's. I will say he's a super humble kid. He's a great person to be around. If he wasn't a great running back, he'll be a good person, because he is that. But he has that competitive nature. We had a golf event we do every year, Penn State versus Pittsburgh. So I remember I didn't know how competitive he was, right? Because you don't know how competitive somebody is until you play with him. You know what I mean? Until you're really teammates with him. And I seen how competitive he was to win the tournament. And that I love to see that. So sometimes, like even his last one, when he had the 255 yards, he says, yo, we got the record. You know, we be Shady's record, right? That let me know right there. It's like, yo, he's a competitor.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, and when you're a competitor in this game, that's where the better players are. The better players in this league that I've been around, all the greats, the freaking Patrick Mahomes and the Tom Brady's, right? They compete at the highest level. The Jason Kelce's, all them dudes, they compete. So, yeah, go out there and get that record, man, and let everybody know, because it's not just a Saquon thing. This is a running back thing. That's how they value the running back market. And then this kid goes out there and sets the record. You know what I mean? Like, you know how beautiful that is?
Sounds beautiful.
No, it's a punctuation point on the season. And Shady, I'm not sure if you have, like, in your head the schedule. Do you know who the Eagles' last game is against this year?
The Giants?
It's the Giants. So he could set the record against the Giants. Like, to me, that adds to it.
Oh, that would be – no, we could write a book about this. Wow. I like that.
I'm still stuck on the fact that you play golf, though. Like, for real? You play golf for real?
Oh, that – Oh, well, now, I'm good in everything. Come on, you know this.
No, I'm just saying.
And we won the tournament.
I heard that. Okay. I need that.
See, you got to get Hugh on the course here.
I'm talking trash, and I can tell because he's competitive like I am. He didn't, like, care like that, but he wanted to win. Because if I lost, I don't care, but I do want to win. You know what I mean? It's a good thing, though.
Yeah, I probably need it.
Yeah, you got to get on the course, Hugh. Come on now.
I got to get my golf outfits though, right though, man. Because they be clowning me about my golf.
Nice little drink, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I got to get my outfits right, man. Because last time, Shady, they was clowning me. I was on the golf course.
Well, he wore a sweatsuit to the golf course.
On the golf course.
Oh man, hey, you know what? See, that's the rich people problem. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no problem.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Shady, great stuff, man. We appreciate you. Thank you for making the time. Bax for Barkley, and we'll be watching the facility on FS1. Thank you, Shady.
Appreciate you, man.
Bax for Barkley. I like that. All right, guys, take it easy.
You got too. It. There he goes. LeSean McCoy there talking Bax for Barkley. See, there's so many elements to will Saquon break the record right, how the next few games will go. They do play the worst run defense in the league this week in the Carolina Panthers. Are they in the running for the one seed? Welcome back. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls here in just a few minutes. But, you know, we started something here on the station this morning, led by John Ritchie. John is carrying the torch right now to try to get respect for running backs again. Bax for Barkley. Hugh, we need to move this forward, right? It's not just he's having a great season. We know he's having a special season. And the idea is, you know, like, why not just give him the MVP. It doesn't have to be a quarterback award. So we thought, let's bring on as many great running backs as we could find, great backs from the past, to kind of help us with this message. So it started this morning with John Ritchie. And now, joining us, you know him as an Eagles Hall of Famer. He was in studio with us about a month ago. The facility on FS1, LeSean Shady McCoy, talking backs for Barkley.
Shady!
What's up, Shady?
What's up, guys? Hey, you got the morning jumping with that music I had going on. Okay.
A little bit. Hey, man, first of all, I'd like to say thank you for calling. I know you got a busy schedule, man, and I know you got a lot going on, but I appreciate you getting back to us on this phone call. But my question to you is this. When you see, especially being a running back, LeSean, what is it about Saquon that just makes him so different, man? Because we've had Pro Bowl running backs here. We had one last year in DeAndre Swift. But what about him that makes him so different?
And real quick, I got to give a shout-out to my guy, John Ritchie. He's a Harrisburg legend. I'm from Harrisburg. He is, too, so shout-out to him. Saquon's a special, man. Like, first of all, when you have the best offensive line in the league, it makes it a lot easier for him. So now you're giving him these big holes and lanes. A guy with his talent that's so explosive, so fast, right, so strong, it's hard to slow down his momentum. And then his guy getting the talent takes over, making his first guy miss, breaking tackles. And he's fast. People forget how fast that dude is. And that's why he should get the MVP. I've been arguing for the last 3 weeks that Saquon should be the front runner for the MVP. You know, they tried to value the running back so much. And if you look at all the best teams, they got a good running game. And it just happens that our quarterback, you know, with the MVP award, is really Saquon Barkley. Simple as that.
LeSean, you're right about the devaluing of the position. It's changed so much from where it was maybe when you came in the league a little before that to where before this year, no one wanted to pay running backs. And LeSean, I like what you said there because all the good teams or a lot of the good teams this offseason that signed backs, it's all worked, right? Saquon here, Henry in Baltimore, Josh Jacobs in Green Bay. It feels like this is the turn. I feel like it's coming back here where teams are starting to realize defense and running the game, you can win that way, LeSean, led by Saquon here.
Yeah, man, it's been like a passing league for so long, right? And I don't know if it's the defense got a lot better, but they have. And they've been slowing down a lot of these high-power offenses. And then you get these running backs. Like, look at Detroit. Detroit is a dangerous team, right? But a lot of that has to do with the offensive line, number one. They're probably number two in the NFL. And then you go out there, you draft the first-round running back, right? And you go out there in free agency and spend some money to get another running back with David Montgomery. So that's what it is, man. Like, I think nowadays to win in this league and be an elite team, you need a running back. You need them, right? And then look at the Eagles. Like, we probably got number two or number three best wide receiver in football, however you want to see it, with A.J. Brown, right? And then the quarterback, Jalen's a really good quarterback. But when you got a guy like Saquon, it makes everybody's job a lot easier. And that's what you're seeing every Sunday. Like, last game, right, he didn't have a great game, but he had a really good game. And it's funny where your back is so good, your offensive line is so good, where if you have a down game, it's 111 yards, right? Think about that. And he seals the game with a big explosive run in the fourth quarter, steal the game away against a really good team like the Ravens. So, yeah, Saquon is our answer, man, and we go as far as he takes us. That's the truth.
Shady, you mentioned that fourth quarter. What's remarkable is how many of these runs from Saquon have been in the second half or the fourth quarter. He has like 900 yards just in the second half of the game. Sean, what does that say about this O-line and him that they get better stronger as the game goes on?
You know, this is crazy to say this because, you know, when Kelsey retired, right, he's probably the best center I played with. Probably the one or two linemen because Jake Spears was really good. I didn't think I could see another good offensive line like that one. And this line may be better. I mean, if you just watch the way they play, I was telling some guy that worked with in the facility that we have a really, really great offensive line, and you're playing against a really good run defense like the Ravens. You know, the first three quarters, you might not get no big burst. You might get a little 12-yard game, 15-yard game here and there. You might get some five, some threes, some four-yard gains. In the fourth quarter, when that big offensive line is wearing you down over and over again, and then you got a running back like Saquon, that's what shows you how good your running game really is. And you see a lot of these games, he might be bottled up for a little bit, but then when that fourth quarter hits and they're tired and he's still got energy and that line's still putting that weight on him, he knows his best. After a while, you can't hold up. And that's what's been happening lately.
Well, it has. LeSean McCoy joining us here.
About
talking about Saquon Barkley, backs for Barkley. All right, LeSean, let's play this out down the stretch. The Eagles have a real chance to get a bye or at least the number two seed, a very high seed in the playoffs. How do you think they're going to handle Saquon down the stretch? Because he's got a real chance. I know you guys were talking about. We have a break in Eric Dickerson's record. Do you think they keep running him? Should they keep running him the last couple weeks of the season? Or should they back off, especially if, let's say that last week they know their playoff seeding. Maybe it's one, maybe it's two. Would you still try to let him break the record? Or do you kind of say, hey, we got to keep you healthy for the postseason?
Oh, hell no. He done broke my darn record at 255 yards. He got to go get that record from Derek Dickerson. Go get it. You know, I'm laughing, but he got to go get that record. I think, as a running back, man, it's so hard to get them type of carries, right? Everything has to work right. You got to get a really good offensive line, the playmakers around you to even out and make it fair in the box. And also healthy. Like, he's been healthy this whole year, man. Like, all that stuff matters. The linemen, for the most part, maybe a game or two, but they all been playing together. If all them things are working out, you got to go for that record. He might not ever get another chance to go for 2,000 yards. Like, that's unheard of. There's only like eight guys to do that. So to have a chance to break that 2,100 yards, I would say go do it. Only thing is I was just thinking, like, back to, like, my years of having a lot of yards. I mean, I got, 1,600. He's about to pass that probably this week or something like that. But as the year went on, right, I probably was a little more sore than ever. Like, man, I'm kind of sore. I don't really take no hits at all. So I was wondering, like, I don't know how his body is, right? He's a lot bigger than I am. He's probably a lot stronger than I am as well. So he might be good. But I always think about the pros and cons, the good and the bad, you know. But if I'm the coach, forget what Saquon's talking about. We're going to get this record because it's not just a Saquon thing. It's an everybody's thing. And this is going to go down for the next 30 years where we have another guy that even break that. You know what I mean? So I would go get it.
Yeah, I was about to say, because I know it just feels like if you were in that situation, LeSean, there's no question that you would try to go for the record, correct?
Oh, hey, Hugh. Listen, ain't even no question. Andy Reid, he already know what I'm thinking. I was watching one game. He was like, hey, man, do you want to let the young guys go in there or get to – I love my young guys. I'm going to go out there and get some numbers. If I get tired, come in there and get me back.
Yeah, man, because like you said, man, this is – it's funny because, like, I was looking at my algorithm on my phone and they had Eric Dickerson on there and some of the other great running backs. This is a special thing, man. And when you look at the – and it wasn't that bad in New York, I guess. But when you look at what it was for Saquon in New York those first 6 years that he was in the league, man, and what it is now – I mean, hell, yeah, I would go for it too. I mean, I know he's a selfless guy, but hell, I'd go for it too.
I mean, as a competitor, right? Dudes want to go out there and play. They want to make a big bang. Like, for example, man, being in New York, he had a couple good years, right? And a lot of it wasn't his fault, as we can see. And it's like, yo, I got a chance to rub his back in their face
all day. It's that pettiness. I like that. Yes.
And then the worst thing is, like, you actually had the balls. I'm sorry I can say it on the radio, but.
No, you can say balls all the time. We do that all the time. Don't worry about that.
To tell me, yo, you're not about to pay me. You're going to pay Daniel Jones? Are you kidding me? Yeah. So, yes, I feel like Saquon, he's aware of that. Like, we talk, you know what I'm saying? And he's. I will say he's a super humble kid. He's a great person to be around. If he wasn't a great running back, he'll be a good person because he is that. But he has that competitive nature. We had a golf event we do every year, Penn State versus Pittsburgh. So I remember I didn't know how competitive he was, right? Because you don't know how competitive somebody is until you play with him. You know what I mean? Until you really teammates with him. And I seen how competitive he was to win the tournament. And that I love to see that. So sometimes, like even his last one, when he had the 255 yards, he says, yo, we got the record. You know, we beat Shady's record, right? That let me know right there. It's like, yo, he's a competitor.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, and when you're comparing this game, that's where the better players are. The better players in this league that I've been around, all the greats, the freaking Patrick Mahomes and the Tom Brady's, right? They compete at the highest level. The Jason Kelce's, all them dudes, they compete. So, yeah, go out there and get that record, man, and let everybody know, because it's not just a Saquon thing. This is a running back thing. That's how they value the running back market, and then this kid goes out there and sets the record. You know what I mean? Like, you know how beautiful that is?
Sounds
no,
beautiful.
it's a punctuation point on the season. And Shady, I'm not sure if you have like in your head the schedule. Do you know who the Eagles' last game is against this year?
The Giants.
It's the Giants. So he could set the record against the Giants. Like to me, that adds to it.
Oh, that would be no. We could write a book about this. Wow, I like that.
I'm still stuck on the fact that you play golf, though. Like for real, you play golf for real, for real.
I'm good in everything. Come on, you know this.
I'm just saying.
We won the tournament.
Wow. I heard that. Okay. I need
to. See, you got to get Hugh on the course here.
I'm talking trash, and I can tell because he's competitive like I am. He didn't like care like that, but he's like, he wanted to win. Because if I lost, I don't care, but I do want to win. You know what I mean? It's a good thing, though.
Yeah, I probably need it.
Yeah, you got to get on the course, Hugh. Come on now.
I got to get my golf outfits though, right though, man. Because they be clowning me about my golf.
Nice little drink, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I got to get my outfits right, man. Because last time, Shady, they was clowning me. I was on the golf course.
Well, he wore a sweatsuit to the golf course.
On the golf course.
Oh man, hey, you know what? See, that's the rich people problem. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Shady, great stuff, man. We appreciate you. Thank you for making the time. Backs for Barkley, and we'll be watching the facility on FS1. Thank you, Shady.
Appreciate you, man.
Backs for Barkley. I like that. All right, guys, take it easy.
You got too. It. There he goes. LeSean McCoy there talking backs for Barkley. See, there's so many elements to will Saquon break the record, right? How the next few games will go. They do play the worst run defense in the league this week in the Carolina Panthers. Are they in the running for the one seed?